You're listening to a Stranger podcast, www.thestranger.com.
Mm-hmm. Hey everybody, welcome to Setlist.
Welcome.
I'm Megan Sealing.
I'm Ari Spool.
We do this every week. Go through the local bands on the Stranger's Bands page.
We try to make it not boring.
www.thestranger.com/bands is where you can find everything we play today. And usually we just go through the live listings and see who's playing this week and then play you a song of theirs. And then you can decide whether or not you want to go to the show.
We think you should.
Usually, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like for this first band, for example, Math and Physics Club, they're playing at Numo's on Tuesday, December 4th. Voxtrot and Tollycraft are also on the bill. And that is a fantastic pop show, if I do say so myself.
That's pretty much the definition of pop right there.
Right. And if you find yourself getting like that whole seasonal affective disorder, getting a little bummed around this time of year, I think, the sun lamps are like $90 a pop to start with. And this would have the same effect, just sonically.
It's true. I think they'll probably like throw cupcakes at the crowd. Like it's just.
You think so?
Yeah. This is very Three Imaginary Girls of Us to play.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Movie Ending Romance is the name of the song, and it's Math and Physics Club.
So much for a movie ending romance, revise and rewrite. I'm uninspired, the script is tired, the cast is looking at me with murderous minds, with murderous minds. I've changed, but you don't look.
Super Geek League. The song is called Fat Cannibal. I like to picture a big fat guy running around eating people.
It's pretty much like what they called me in elementary school. Fat Cannibal.
What?
Well, because I used to eat all my classmates.
They're playing at the show. I have no response to that. They're playing at the Showbox on Saturday with Lazy Bones. Now, I have to be honest. I'm not a huge fan of the music. Other than its gimmick factor of being funny and about a dude that runs around eating other people and is very fat because of it. But what, like, if you kind of want to see a spectacle this weekend, if you're in the mood for something kind of loony, Super Geek League is it, because their live shows involve dead fish, stripping nuns.
Who wouldn't want to see that?
Right. Trampolines. Those toilet paper gum things that shoot out rolls of toilet paper.
God, like, I wanted one of those for so long.
they have tons of shit going on. Really weird clown costumes. It's kind of scary. And if you hide in the back, you're generally okay. But even then, I still was like 30 seconds away from getting hit in the face with a dead fish.
I mean, this is the kind of thing where if you just went dressed in like a really gross, gory costume, no one would even like think you were that special.
So if you missed Halloween or if you loved your Halloween costume and you want to show it off again,
now's
pull it
time.
Out of the closet.
Yeah.
Halloween in December.
If you want to be a sexy fat cannibal.
Right. Sexy fat cannibal. Fishnets and high heels and then...
Dude,
an arm that, coming
they'd
out
be
of
all
mouth.
About it. They'd probably invite you on stage.
Probably. So yeah, that's Super Geek League. Before that, you heard In Haste. The song was called Empty Spaces. They're playing at the Funhouse on Saturday with the Blood Clots and Slightly Less Than Nothing. It's an only $5 show.
We're being quite eclectic today.
It is true. Well, you know, this I figured Math and Physics Club would ease people into it, and then In Haste would scare them away, and then Super Geek League would just confuse them.
Yeah. And we're going to continue to confuse you.
Yay! You're welcome.
Next up is the Reformation.
Yeah, I like the Reformation. And it's just one guy, but he performs live with a full band.
Yeah.
But he might have a full band by now. I'm not sure.
I don't know. His name is Weston.
He seems nice.
He's a sweetheart.
It's true. Well, I don't know if it's true. I just lied. But he's playing at the Chop Suey on Monday night. The song is called Give All Your Love to Me.
Give all your love to me.
That was the Pleasure Boaters. That song's called S.O.U. And they're playing at the Comet Friday this evening with the Hormones, Mattress, and Monotonix, which is like the best band in the whole world ever. I wrote about them in Suggest this week. They're insane. I went to go see them in Olympia because I wrote in Suggest.
Just a couple days ago, yeah, right?
It just 2 days ago. I wrote in Suggest that I had never seen them. And that was ridiculous because last time they were at the Comet, they literally set their drums on fire. And like, there's crazy pictures of it on their MySpace profile. And they're like, you know, they're like these crazy Israelis that are very hairy. And they just have this unbelievable live show. And it's a little, you know, it's a little Gigi Allen. It's a little, just kidding. They don't shit on anything. It's just very intense and, like, don't wear any clothes that you like and wear some earplugs and it's going to be a crazy punk show. It's not to be missed. And, like, I think we're going to have a huge fight today in the office because there's so much amazing, crazy stuff to do tonight, like, ridiculous amounts.
Les Savvy Five is tonight, too.
Les Savvy Five is across the street from Monotonix. We were saying...
Right. They need to have a dance-off in the middle of the street.
They should, because they're actually both kind of, like, weird hairy men.
Right.
The lead singers.
With weird shows full of antics.
Yeah,
Les Savvy Five has those as well. Eric Grande got French kissed by the lead singer and had a bunch of chewed up dollar bills spit into his mouth.
It's really creepy because the lead singer of Les Savvy Five looks like my dad, so I can't go to their shows because he does like really, really gross sexual stuff. And I'm just like, oh, dad, no. It's so bad.
But the two bands should have a dance off. And
they
I think
should.
Monotonix would win because like the Pleasure Boaters and the Hormones are going to be on their side.
It's
they're playing
true.
With them at the Comet. So
it's
like
true.
They'd back them up.
Yeah, definitely. And I'd back them up. And you know, all
and
my.
And if you got Spool on your side.
Yeah, so whatever. the thing is that's not it. That's not all there is to do. There's the next band we're going to play, The Hands, is playing at the Funhouse with Pierced Arrows, which is another like legendary punk band. If you've ever heard of the band Dead Moon, which you better have if you've ever lived in the Northwest, because they're just, you know, amazing. Pierced Arrows, Dead Moon, they killed off Dead Moon. They came back as Pierced Arrows, and nobody was the wiser, basically. I think that they are just pretty much living the spirit of Dead Moon, but they're writing new songs.
Under the name Pierced Arrows.
Mm-hmm. They just released a 7-inch, and Fred and Tootie Cole, you know, still living in their wood shack in, like, Longview, Washington, still releasing records. So we'll play some block of music. This is The Hands, Lies, Lies, Lies.
Lies, Lies, Lies.
Take me to the graveyard on the hill and bury my body. time that I rhyme, I swear they just wanna hit, and I just wanna get away from it. But crave the intimacy with the audiences. It's a challenge just to say no. I stay on top while staying broke, staying open to the world to see my offerings are so. Feeling at home and on the road most, so it's impossible to get close to another, yo. And undercovers, it really gets on some other ish. I swear I never get into this. It ain't on my interest to have relations for just one night, and then another one after rocking another mic while I'm missing my ex girl. Make up sex with the next girl. The second I get serious, she crushes my whole world. Just like when they get serious, I'm off like a dang squirrel. Trying to get you know the rest, it hurts it didn't come to this, but I gotta get it off my chest and put it to a rest. I mess around and feel the emptiness as it just gets deeper. They don't know me, they just love what's in their speakers. Why we scared of women that could be our teachers? It's just a freak in me, or is it self-pity? I try to feel the emptiness, it gets deeper. They don't know me, they just love what's in their speakers. Why we scared of women that could be our teachers? This isn't love, I'm just sinking. I grew alone, always alone, some of you know the story. With all the shit I tossed, it feel like my life's kinda boring. I make music, eat food, crave digging, I'm true, crave hella solitude. No matter what the mood, I don't got a lot of shoes. Wear these souls to the end, the best love I was ever in was a friend first. It still hurts, but she's happy when I see her, so it's for the best, I guess. I got lessons to invest to. What you love, you gotta let it grow and go too. Even though you wanna hold that one that holds you, sometimes you'll settle for someone that doesn't know you, cause you think the one that does doesn't deserve you. I try to feel the emptiness as it gets deeper. They don't know me, they just love what's in their speakers. Why we scared of women that can be our teachers? It's just a freak in me, or is it self-pity? I try to feel the emptiness as it gets deeper. They don't know me, they just love what's in their speakers. Why we scared of women that can be our teachers? This isn't love, I'm just sinking. I don't know love like bell hooks does. You can stay red up, but put the theory into practice. Words can't capture this, I'm all half of bliss. Even though I know better, wearing my own advice like an old sweater. Same old SOS, rain and cold weather. Lonely hearts roam here, they want affection. Who wanna kiss while we hate our own reflection? I know it gets depressing when misery's all upon you. Saturday always like more they wanna call you. You start to fall too, cause it's hard to see somebody beautiful, not see it in themselves too. But they salvation ain't got nothing to do with you. The only one that can free you is you. I'm stuck, I'm sleep, sinking deep while they sleep, and we sleeping together. I try to feel the emptiness as it gets deeper. They don't know me, they just love what's in their speakers. Why we scared of women that can be our teachers? It's just a freak in me, or is it self-pity? I try to feel the emptiness, it gets deeper. They don't know me, they just love what's in their speakers. Why we scared of women that can be our teachers? This isn't love, I'm just sinking it deeper.
Nice, but way too quiet if you're not around. I know I asked for winding up like this, a flag on top, but no one to share it with. Struggle all my life with selfishness. This is what I have to show for it. Somewhere backward, a
say something that matters, means something. One girl told me I was different. You know how girls can fuck with self-esteem. So now I'm stuck here sinking in the snow, atop a mountain that's out here on its own. Struggle all my life with who I am. This is what I have to show. Grimaces that watch me mess it up. But I truly want something of beauty to gestate and burst through me like an alien. I struggle all my life with selfishness. This is what I have to show for it. Struggle all my life. This is what I have to show.
That was M. Bison. The song is called Slow Atop the Mountain.
More confusion, I think, right. Resulted in that block of music.
It's true. And before that, Gabriel Theodos. How do you say the song name?
Sexcapism?
Sexcapism.
I assume. I don't know.
I assume that, too.
I mean, how else would you pronounce
it? Gabriel is playing at the Vera Project, Jay Pinder, Dime Def, The Physics, Beyond Reality, Jay Moore, and DJ Hyphen on Friday night.
I think that's pretty much an all-star hip-hop lineup.
Right, all-ages all-star hip-hop show.
Yeah, so if you weren't into anything else that we played today,
right?
Because we didn't play any other hip-hop, that's pretty much just the best in Seattle hip-hop. Though, if I was going to add a band to that lineup, it would be Greaves and Type, or not band, but an act. It would be Greaves and Type because they're also really good. But, you know, that would make it like 7 different
right.
acts.
Don't be greedy, Ari.
I know. Well, I just want everything at once and I'm lazy.
And then playing at the High Dive is M. Bison. That's on Tuesday night with Bablam and Lunch Buddy Program.
Mm-hmm.
I like that band name just because I have fond memories of the Lunch Buddy Program.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is. They didn't have that in my school.
Well, it's just the way it worked at my school is you would walk to lunch with your buddy when you were in like first and second grade to make sure everybody got there.
Was that a problem?
I don't know.
People not going
kids
to
in
lunch.
Lake Stevens aren't smart, okay?
True.
It's public school.
So thanks for listening all the way. If you got this far.
I feel like we should prize them with something.
I feel like we should too. Maybe we should well, actually, you know, we could give away is one of your Christmas mixtapes.
We could. If you want a Christmas mix CD, not a lot of local bands. There are some local bands on it, but it's more about Christmas tunes and winter tunes and stuff.
Yeah, man.
And I think I'm up to like 22 tracks.
I have another
one
for you.
I need to cut that down a little bit.
Sparks, At Least It's Not Christmas.
I don't know that one.
Oh, it's so good. I'll
okay,
play it for
we'll
you
talk
later.
About it.
Yeah.
but yeah, email setlist@thestranger.com if you want to hear anything.
Any comments. If you're a band and you just made a band's page, point it out to us. We love to hear from you.
And then we can make fun of you behind your back. Just kidding.
Or in front of your face.
We have one more song. It's the band of the week. Born Anchors is the name of the band. Casualty is the name of the song. They're fantastic. You can read about them in this week's Stranger. Or you can go to their band's page at www.thestranger.com/bands and read about them there.
See you next week. We got all sorts of fun stuff in December.
Here's Born Anchor.